Now, Five Lives Guy Kilty from Five Live Money is at a clothing factory in Alfreton in Derbyshire. Guy, what about the workers there? Are they productive?
They are very productive, I can tell you that. It's an absolute hive of activity here, Dutton, at the David Nieper factory in Alfreton, in Derbyshire, as you mentioned. The sewing machines are clattering away, and there's 50 or 60 people here producing women's clothes, right from dresses, nighties, to blouses, and all sorts of things. And there are lots of things in today's Queen's speech that could affect the 230 or so people who work here. And Rebecca Gilliver is one of them. She works in the dispatch department. Thanks for joining us, Rebecca. Now, one thing from today's Queen's speech, the government's proposing 30 hours free childcare a week for 3 and 4 year olds by 2017. Your kids, you've got two kids,
yeah.
They're a little bit older than 3 and 4 now, but what kind of impact would that have had for you if you'd had that available when they were 3 and 4?
It would have been brilliant, because it would have enabled me to do more hours at work, which I could only do part-time, but free childcare is a massive thing for working mums. It helps out such a lot, yeah, it does.
And also, you know, right at the top of today's Queen's speech, she described it, today's package, as a programme for working people. Are you seeing evidence that this government is helping working people?
From a personal point of view, yes, it is, because my partner's self-employed, and obviously since this government has been in, and the things that they do try to do, building trades picked up brilliantly, so obviously from a working way it's helped us lots. And obviously I've got a daughter that's leaving school, she's 16, so apprenticeships or more work would be brilliant for us as a household, and I think that's what they're doing, and it looks really well for us as people at this age group now.
So. Do you think she'll be looking to move into an apprenticeship or something like that when she enters the world of work?
Yeah, she's looking for, she prefers to go into the Navy actually, but she, you know, she'd probably do apprenticeship first because she's only 16, along the lines of to find, you know, do an apprenticeship in the Navy or apprenticeship out here, depends which way she goes. So hopefully, yeah, if she can get an apprenticeship, that would be brilliant for her.
Great, okay, thanks Rebecca. Well, that's it from me here, Dutton. As very productive, as I mentioned, it's all carrying on here. So speak to you later.
Guy, thanks.